When you learn to fill the holes in your own soul and you stop seeking outside validation, you will be able to make healthy decisions about what type of behavior you are willing to tolerate and what types of behavior you will not. Welcome to Awaken Her, the podcast where women find their strength and transform their pain into power. I'm Carissa Stepp, your guide on this journey of healing, growth, and empowerment. Here we share the real stories of women who have faced life's toughest challenges and emerged stronger, together with expert insights to light your path forward. Whether you're seeking to heal, grow, or empower your life after heartache, Awaken Her is here to show you that not only is change possible, but you are capable of achieving more than you ever imagined. Let's dive into today's episode and take another step towards becoming your most empowered self. Hello, hello, and welcome to Awaken Her. In today's episode, we are going to chat about how to stop attracting narcissists into our life. Before we jump in, though, we first need to understand why we attracted them to begin with. We attracted them because our patterns of behavior were the perfect complement for their patterns of behavior. For example, I would bet that if you have attracted narcissists into your life, it's because you have more of an external focus on other people. You may identify as a people pleaser or someone who likes to make others happy by going out of your way. If this is you, then you likely spend more time focusing on the needs of other people rather than on your own. This is the perfect match for a narcissist who is only concerned with themselves and getting their needs met. If you are someone who has a hard time saying no or setting boundaries, then this will play very well into the harmful tactics of a narcissist who will easily be able to manipulate you and keep the upper hand in the relationship. If you often find yourself over-apologizing or taking accountability even when it's not your fault just to keep the peace in your relationships, then this dynamic will also work very nicely with the narcissist who will never take accountability for their actions or show remorse. If you tend to avoid speaking your truth as a way to prevent or avoid confrontation, then the narcissist will also appreciate this, since you will likely and easily back down in face of conflict again and again, giving them the upper hand. If you are overly self-critical, then this too, surprise, surprise, works well for the narcissist because they will likely project their own insecurities onto you as well, which you might easily accept as your fault if you identify as a people pleaser or have struggled in the past with knowing who you are. We could keep going and going, but I think you get the gist. So the big question we are going to answer is how to stop attracting these narcissists into your life. Well, you may or may not have guessed that the first way to start repelling narcissistic personalities into your life is by setting clear and firm boundaries. Now, if you're a people pleaser, this may be something that you've struggled with in the past. It could be because you never learned that setting boundaries was important in your relationships. It's possible that it may not have been modeled for you as a child, where maybe your parents didn't set good boundaries or have any boundaries at all. And somehow that dynamic then is familiar because the narcissist also is not good at setting boundaries. So when you meet them, it feels like a familiar pattern. So how do you begin to set clear and healthy boundaries? You start small. You stop saying yes when you really want to say no. You begin to value yourself, your time, your energy, your desires, your needs, your wants, and you set appropriate boundaries that reflect your value and your worth. You build the courage to communicate those boundaries clearly and effectively. You learn to fully love and accept yourself because setting boundaries is an act of self-love. You understand what healthy love is by cultivating it within yourself, for yourself first. And when you do that, you stop accepting unhealthy love in the form of breadcrumbs or affection and rejection or love and abuse, which creates a very addictive cycle of pain and pleasure or an addiction to chaos, which creates that trauma bond that keeps you stuck in these relationships. Now, These all might seem like lofty tasks, or it might even seem like it's impossible. But I promise you that it is possible. I do this work with clients all the time. And even though I myself have also experienced this firsthand, I see it in my work time and time again that it is possible to do the work on yourself and begin to start attracting in different types of people into your life that are healthy. Now, I'm going to give you the key integral piece to all of this that is going to make the biggest difference if you've tried to set boundaries before in the past and it hasn't worked for you. That key is working with your nervous system. A lot of these behavioral patterns that I was discussing earlier were created in childhood as a way for you to stay safe, as a way for you to self-preserve, as a way for you to get your own needs met. So when you begin to learn how to work with your nervous system, you learn how to create that safety within you. You'll be less likely to back down on a boundary when you feel like it's safe to maintain it. You'll be more likely to speak your truth and stand up for what you know is right, and to stop settling for less than what you deserve when you feel calm, confident, courageous, and clear on who you are, what you need, what you want, and what you desire. When you learn how to regulate your emotions after years of being stuck in a trauma response, a freeze state, or constantly feeling like you have to walk on eggshells, you'll be able to stay in your prefrontal cortex, which is your rational thinking mind, so that you can stay true to you, so you can feel safe saying no and setting boundaries in your relationships, because you'll know how to downregulate and use healthy coping mechanisms instead of maladaptive ones that include people-pleasing, for example. When you are able to set clear boundaries and maintain them, you will repel the narcissists in your life. As a result, you'll naturally begin to attract healthy people who are open to fostering healthy relationships that are built upon mutual respect and authenticity. When you cultivate a strong sense of who you are and learn to fully love and accept yourself, you will no longer compromise your authenticity, your values, or your value. When you learn to fill the holes in your own soul and you stop seeking outside validation, you will be able to make healthy decisions about what type of behavior you are willing to tolerate and what types of behavior you will not. You will also attract a different type of person into your life. Oftentimes, people who end up in these relationships have an external locus of control. And once they're able to learn to regulate their internal environment by working with their nervous system, they let go of trying to control their external environment and are able to more adeptly handle various challenges that arise in their relationships and in life. And they're able to do that without self-abandoning or self-sacrificing. They can begin to set boundaries without fearing an emotional fallout with someone else. When doing this work, you're able to depersonalize someone else's emotions and recognize fully that other people's emotions are not your responsibility. The only person's emotions that you can control are your own. So if you are to set a boundary with someone and you start to back down on that boundary out of the fear that you might be disappointing them or that you might be hurting them or upsetting them, that's an indication to you that your nervous system is getting dysregulated. So you need to be able to learn the tools that you can use to downregulate your nervous system to create that sense of safety again. Because when you're able to regulate your own emotions that rise to the surface by working this way with your nervous system, then you're able to create that safety within so that you can continue to reaffirm and reassert your boundaries. This has an additional benefit because when you're able to do that, you're actually also at the same time increasing your ability to trust yourself. You're also able to reinforce the idea that you are fully capable of keeping yourself safe in a way that is reflective of your self-worth. Now, if this sounds like a lot to you, if this sounds like it's overwhelming, yes, it's a lot of deep inner work. Yes, it does take time, especially when you're doing work with the nervous system. If you've spent so much time in a dysregulated state, then we have to work to bring you back into feeling safe first. And that could take some time. But once you're able to do that, you will start to see the differences. You'll start to understand and start to witness how you begin to disrupt a lot of these patterns of behavior that you have defaulted to in the past to stay safe, that have kept you in these unhealthy relationships, or that have caused you to attract these unhealthy people into your life. This is a lot of the work that we do in Stronger, my group coaching program that's structured like a membership and built upon a supportive and amazing community of women. In Stronger, we help you recover from the trauma of narcissistic abuse so that you can first find your way back to yourself, and second, so that you can start cultivating healthy interdependent relationships that repel the toxic personalities that you have magnetized throughout your life. If you're interested in learning more about Stronger, then I encourage you to reach out to me on Instagram at Carissa Stepp with the word ready, and I'll send you all the details. As always, I hope this week's episode was valuable. Until next week, everyone, be well. Thank you for tuning in to Awaken Her. Today's conversation may have ended, but your journey towards healing and empowerment is ongoing. Remember, every challenge you face is an opportunity to grow stronger and more resilient. If our stories today inspired you, consider sharing this episode with someone who needs these empowering messages. I'm Carissa Stepp, cheering you on as you take the steps to heal, grow, and transform your life. Keep believing in yourself, and until next time, stay empowered.